Instead of preaching the word, entertaining, sharing, wooing, here's one, intellectualizing. Preaching my construct, my theological system. Seven dispensations, 5 points of blah, blah, blah. Look at, not in the Bible, okay? Not in the Bible. Preach the word. All right? The Bible doesn't need scaffolding, and I'm very aware of theological systems. I've spent as much time in school as most of the people here. All right? That means nothing. What I'm telling you is the message of the Bible is in the Bible. Down with inferential theology. Down with sewing together some big system because I've all thought it through, and if this is true, and this also must be true, then this certainly also must be true. Preach the word! Preach the word. What does it say? I don't care what the Talmud says. I don't need a Bible geography and customs lessons. It is written. It is written. What does it say? What exactly does it say? I was in Israel recently with a wonderful man and leading our group. And one of the guides who was there, one of the teachers, made reference to this box of bones. And he said, the Jewish people believed that the body, the spirit hovered over the body for 3 days, and that a person wasn't really dead until 3 days. That's why in John chapter 11, Jesus stayed away for 3 days so they would know that Lazarus was really dead. I was like, wrong answer. John chapter 11 happens to tell us why he stayed away for 3 more days. Lazarus is dead, he said, and I am glad for your sakes so that you may believe. All right. Now, I don't know who's making up all this stuff late at night. You know, I don't know where all these custom books are, you know, that date all the way back to, 100 years ago or something? Well, that's 2,000 years ago, pal. Okay, so unless you can show me some original sources, I'm just going to go with what it says. All right. Stop trying to make the Bible interesting. It's incredibly compelling. Let it grip you and take you to the mat. Then get up and say some things to people about it, and God will use it. All right? We make this so complicated, like you need some PhD in, you know, Bible geography and customs and the Talmud and entertaining, sharing, wooing, intellectualizing. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, my speech and my preaching was not with the persuasive words of human wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. All right, I promised 5 things, entertaining, sharing, wooing, intellectualizing. Here's the last one, abbreviating. Abbreviating. I understand why a lot of churches don't have Sunday night services. I'm not stressed about that. We are blessed to have thousands and thousands of people in small groups, discipleship groups, very intense, intentional discipleship.